What's up, you guys? Before we get into this episode, I just want to tell you guys fast kind about anchor.fm. If you haven't heard about anchor.fm, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. First, it's 100% free to sign up and start creating your podcast. There are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Anchor will also distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on platforms such as Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many, many more. You can also make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast all in one place. So download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. All right, now that is out of the way. That's what they've provided me with to say. Now I will tell you, I fucking love anchor.fm. It makes it so easy to do this podcast. I personally record it using Audacity and upload it to their site. It's that easy. They make it super simple to pick and choose which platforms your podcast is available on. So let's just say you have an Android phone, perhaps, and you're very strongly aligned with Android-only people. You can exclude Apple Podcasts from the distribution list. You may hate Steve Jobs that much that you don't want any of the people who utilize his technology to have access to your podcast. But I did hear that if you do that, you will be haunted for the rest of your life by the ghost of Steve Jobs. So you may want to just put it up on all your platforms. And because you can get paid from these podcast platforms, it may be beneficial to cast the widest net, no? But anyway, as a user of Anchor.fm for a few years now, I will give it the Voices from the Planet stamp of approval as the easiest way to create and distribute your podcast. Super, super simple. So yeah, go ahead and download the Anchor app or check them out on their website, anchor.fm, and get started with your podcast today. Be a voice, not an echo. Of Voices from the Planet. I am your host, Eric. Thank you again for joining me. We'll get into it quickly because it's late. It's been a busy fucking week here in Hawaii. A lot of things to talk about. So we'll just fucking get into it. Hope you guys are doing good. Hopefully you're doing better than the island boys who paid our islands a visit. Maybe they decided they'd come on vacation, whatever, and promptly ran into some locals in Waikiki and got into some beef on the streets of Kalakaua and what looked like the Aloha Lani Resort, which is the old Pacific Beach Hotel. But anyway, so there's all these videos going around on social media of this fight between the island boys and Hawaii's island boys. And, you know, all these video clips making their rounds on the Hawaii, like what do you call these pages? Clout pages? I don't know what the fuck to call them. Hungry, Hungry Hawaiian, fucking 808 Viral, whatever the fuck they are. But so all these sites are posting all these videos, and then me wanting to be nosy and figure out what the fuck is going on, I start like looking at the pages of these island boys and seeing the videos they're posting of them talking shit. And I don't think they'll ever be coming back to Hawaii, just because the amount of shit they've talked since getting beat up. They say they haven't gotten beat up. They keep posting videos like, look at my face, I ain't got no scratches. And they keep saying they beat up these guys. But I don't know. It's hard to tell in the videos. I'm not a good fight analyst. But, yeah, so after all that shit went down, the next day they leave. And there's videos that they're posting on Instagram of them at the airport saying shit like, fuck Hawaii. And all this kind of shit. Which ain't going to go over well with the rest of the state. There's a lot of, I don't know, big Hawaiians and big Samoans and shit that don't take kindly to those kinds of words. And that's why I say I don't think they'll be back anytime soon. They're lucky they didn't run into like more nuts guys. But it highlights an issue here in Hawaii. And I'm not here to disparage my state, but there's a lot of fucking haters in Hawaii. Real quick to want to test people. So especially these fucking like irritating people who claim to be the real island boys, and then they come to Hawaii and talk a lot of shit. I'm not surprised. But I really am curious as to what sparked off the beef. One video I saw was saying that, like, you know, fans and stuff were coming up to them and wanting to take pictures and shit. And I guess one guy was getting a little too aggressive about it. And yeah, beef. Yeah, if they would have stayed here, there would have been no place they could have gone. Those guys stick out like a sore thumb. How do you not recognize the island boys with all their fucking early pass out at the fucking party face tattoo scribble that they got going on? Can't miss them. But there was claims that one of them got their chain snatched. Some dude, I don't know who the fuck he is, some kid posted on Instagram about having their chain, and if you want it back, you gotta come get it. But then they posted a video showing they still had their chains. And then I found out on another post that the island boys are actually called the cops on the dude to beat him up. And they got their chain back for them. So I don't know. It's a lot of crazy back and forth wannabe gangster drama. It sucks because it just gives Hawaii a bad reputation that we're not accepting of outsiders, which is true. A lot of people aren't. But you come to Hawaii, you gotta come with some respect. And maybe they did and they felt they were disrespected. Or maybe they didn't come with any respect and therefore got disrespected. But all this gangster shit is for the birds. All these young kids wanting to fight and prove themselves. But I had thrown it out to so everyone knows your high production crew that we should ask them to be on the podcast. And this was before all that shit went down. And then in a mere matter of hours, all these videos came out. I was like, God damn it. Never mind. Sorry. Like I said, it's been a busy week. And that was just this weekend. My wife and I went on a date night on Saturday to a film festival called, what is it called? Wild and Scenic Film Festival, which highlights, you know, environmental issues, climate issues, and it was put on by some of the kids at her school and one of the teachers. So that was fucking cool. We got to go out without any children because my father-in-law took them for the evening and returned them on Sunday, which was Mother's Day. So a happy belated Mother's Day to all you powerful mothers out there. Just had a relaxing day on Mother's Day, as I feel all holidays should be. Father's Day, Mother's Day. Are those even holidays? But yeah, it's just fucking be relaxing, you know what I'm saying? My father-in-law brought the boys back in the middle of the day sometime. So that was cool. Had a nice, relaxing, quiet morning. What else happened? I think that's pretty much for my weekend. There's been more... What's the word? Updates as far as the Supreme Court leaks regarding abortion rights and Roe versus Wade, which I think on the last one, I was uninformed about exactly what was going on, like, admittedly. But so with the Supreme Court leak talking about how they were gonna, there's like another one kind of alluding to the fact that the Supreme Court is going to overturn, or like whatever the term is, Roe versus Wade, which would ultimately leave the legality of abortions up to the states to decide, which I thought it would make it illegal federally, but that's not the case. It'd just be the states would determine where to go from there, which makes sense, but everybody on the left is losing their shit as if it's gonna be fucking made federally illegal. There may be some predominantly Republican states that go ahead and make it illegal in the state, but there are a lot of blue states that'll probably keep it legal, and it will be the same as it always was. But you wouldn't think that just based on the amount of screaming that the fucking left is doing. It's fucking crazy. Some of these ladies on the left are taking part in a sex strike because of the injustices perpetrated by the patriarchy. But if you take a look at some of these ladies who are, you know, openly promoting their strike on sex, like, I don't think that's going to be an issue for them, for one. I don't think they're swatting away dicks as we speak. They're fucking gross looking. Like, I don't think anybody really wanted to fuck them. They're disgusting. Might be counterproductive to their cause to even just equate sex with them. Ugh, they're fucking gross. Ugh. I have not seen one, like, hot chick be like, I'm on a fucking sex strike. And I was listening to the Timcast, Tim Pool's podcast, and one of their, I don't know, hosts, co-hosts, who's a lady, was pointing out how she didn't like it, regardless of the fact how these women look who are, you know, striking. She didn't like it for the fact that what they're doing is admitting that they're only political currency is their disgusting vaginas. Ugh. Blue-haired vagina. Ugh. Fuck. Disgusting. Thank God they're on a sex strike. I wasn't even thinking about sex and these types of women in, like, the same thoughts. But at least the thought is that they won't be having sex, which is nice. In international conflict news, members of the internationally irritating rock sensation U2 went to Ukraine to perform a concert in a fucking subway station or something that is serving as a bomb shelter with production and cameras to film the whole event, which is really fucking strange that in the middle of this war, these two fucking musicians are able to go there and put on a concert for people who are supposed to be hunkering down in a bomb shelter. It's like when U2 fucking uploaded their shitty album to everybody's iTunes accounts without their permission, and it was impossible to get it off. I'm sure that's how the people in that bomb shelter feel right now. It's like, we didn't ask for U2. How do we get rid of them? Why won't it leave? And why every time I start playing my music, it always wants to start on one of these shitty U2 songs? I mean, I feel bad for the people of Ukraine for having to endure what they've been enduring. So, Bono, can you just spare them any more suffering and just let them just pray for their lives in peace and quiet without shitty U2 music? And speaking of the war in Ukraine, I saw a couple of videos posted of, like, just people walking around outside in, like, the streets of Kiev, which I thought was, like, the middle of the fucking war zone. But according to these videos, it would appear that life has just seemed to be going on. Cars are driving, people are walking and hanging out on the streets. Granted, these videos could be old. That's what's the shitty thing about the fucking internet nowadays, is you can never really believe anything you see. But yeah, if that's the case, then it's strange what we're being told here, this side of the Atlantic Ocean, versus what's actually going on in what's supposed to be a war-torn country right now. I don't know. Strange times, for sure. Was there anything else I wanted to talk about? Was that it? Yeah, maybe that's it. Those are pretty good enough. Fuck that. Yeah, well, anyways. Yeah, I'm going to end it here. Thank you for joining me. The sponsors. Fuck, that's right. The Grow Guru. Be sure to check them out. My homie Kalei and partner, co-host. He's the star. I'm the co-host of everybody. Nope, it's not everybody. It's Everyone Knows You're High. Go check it out on YouTube. And be sure to check him out over at Oahu Garden Supply in beautiful Waipahu for all your gardening needs. Also, be sure to check out Pakalolo Seed Molokai. My homie Bong over there can hook you up. Just let him know Voices from the Planet sent you. And last but not least, my homeboy Miko Ferrari over at Retro Hawaii for all your throwback clothing desires. All right, that's it. I feel like that was pretty good. Some rough moments there, but for the most part, not bad. Episode number 154. Done and done. All right, I'll check you guys out on the next episode. Love you guys. Peace.
I'm a goner, yes sirree, they'll be coming after me. Well, of all of my kin, I'm the blackest sheep, so you'd better bury me deep. Go on and bury, bury me deep. Brother, I'm a sinner and now I know. Bury, bury me deep, brother, so I won't have too far to go. Well, I lied and I stole and I've cheated too. I've done every evil thing a man can do. A robber and a liar, he can get off cheap. But a killer, good Lord, you got to bury him deep. Bury, bury me deep, brother, I'm a sinner and now I know. Bury, bury me deep, brother, so I won't have too far to go. Woman, don't you carry on, find a good man when I'm gone. Ain't no use for you to wail and weep. Buy a black tombstone and bury me deep. Bury, bury me deep, brother, I'm a sinner and now I know. Bury, bury me deep, brother, so I won't have too far to go. Stack my bones in a little old heap and dig a big hole and bury me deep. Bury me deep, bury me deep, bury me deep, bury me deep, bury me deep.